calling you. See if you were coming.
I didn't see that.
Call the May 21st Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting to order. Mr. Atchley, if you'd like to establish a quorum, please.
Oh, okay. Dave Stewart.
Right.
Rick Caudill. Yeah, it's not here. Steve Adams.
Yep.
Wait, where you were, Steve?
No, I'm Rick. Flagging a Ronnie.
Okay.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton.
There.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, very good. Would you like to explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held for final approval on each Division III application presented at the previous Monday's public hearing, and normally also to hear concept requests. This evening we do not have any concept requests, however. So basically we'll hear the final votes first. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the chairman or by the planning commission. If you do not accept the decision of this commission, you may appeal the decision to the Board of Adjustment. Applications for the Board of Adjustment are available at the planning office. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Looks like the first action we have tonight is our minutes from April of 2012. Hopefully everybody's got an opportunity to take a look at those minutes. There is quite a bit of information on there. We had a lot of stuff on there.
Second vote.
I found a mistake, but we've corrected it.
Well, why don't we take a motion and a second, then we'll discuss that so we can get it corrected.
That work? Okay. So I'd entertain a motion.
I've got one correction.
How about a motion to accept the minutes as presented, and then we'll work on that.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. A second?
Second it.
Okay. Now, discussion. Ronnie.
On the front page of April 23rd.
Okay. On the work session.
Subdivision regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Treese made a motion. Got duplex on site. Right below it, it says Ronnie Adams.
Oh. Well, I didn't know y'all were twins. Did you? So, was that Ronnie or was that Steve? Can we recall who made that motion?
I don't know.
I think it was probably Ronnie. So, we have a change here for Ronnie Melton to make it Ronnie Melton. Okay. Anything else? Okay, we have those suggested changes. Those who made the motion and seconded are all right with that, I assume. Dave?
That's fine.
Okay. Ronnie, you were the one who brought it up, so I'm sure you are. So all those in favor of the motions as presented with the changes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Very good. All right. We do have three. Is that right? Three tonight for?
Yes.
Okay, final votes. And the first one is Pothole Riviera Properties. And I know we've got representatives here because I see them out in the crowd. So you all might make yourself available in case the commission has some questions for you. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. I thought I'd just read the summary on each of these. And
very good.
If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First off, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Fire Protection District, the Taney County Health Department, the Taney County Assessor's Office, and the Missouri Department of Revenue shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fourth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Fifth, a 25-foot wide natural vegetative buffer shall be preserved along the northern property boundary between the property in question and the adjacent single-family residence. And sixth, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. On number five, that's not the the direction of the neighbor that was requesting we not do that, or without, they didn't want a fence, did they? That's what it was.
Exactly. They really, exactly.
Okay, and so, of course, we require one or the other within our code.
Exactly.
And it's up to us.
And it's really at the Planning Commission's discretion.
So you're suggesting, after looking at that and everything, that a 25-foot wide natural vegetative buffer would be okay, which would be, I think, the if it's approved, that the neighbor would be more in tune with that anyway.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Any questions or comments from the commission? No? Well, hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion. Accept.
Make the motion to accept it as presented?
As presented.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, it's passed. You can get with Bob to find out what you need to do next. Okay? All right. Next up, 248 Take and Bake. And they're here. So, hi, guys.
Okay, in the summary on that one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Of course, first off, compliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Fire District, the Taney County Health Department, and the Water District. Third, compliance letter from Branson Public Works ensuring connection to municipal sewer. Fourth, a six-foot-tall privacy fence shall be constructed along both the northern and southern property lines between the commercial use and the adjoining residences. Fifth, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward the adjacent residences. Sixth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Seven, the decision is subject to all existing easements. And number eight, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. If you all recall, we tabled this a month ago because there wasn't a representative here in case we had any questions or anything like that, which we require a representative to be here before we move on that. And they're here tonight. So... does anybody need a reminder as to what this is, or does everybody remember?
Changing the existing residence into a commercial to make a pizza.
Yeah, like a pizza, yeah, that they go and bake theirself, I believe. So, any questions for the applicants? Okay. I would entertain a motion then, hearing no questions for the applicants.
I'll make
that motion. To what?
Approve.
Make a motion to approve as presented?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? You guys are easy tonight. Wow. Can't have this.
All over it.
Yeah, it is. Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it is approved. Thanks, guys. And the third one, American Sportsman's Holding Monopine.
I didn't know on this one if the commission, if it's been long enough. Basically, the public hearing on this was held at the first meeting in January.
Uh-huh.
We did hold the regular meeting. And,
right.
At that time, the applicant basically requested to table this request. And they've requested.
Well, and there was a reason why.
Exactly.
I mean, they were looking at other options, if another option would work.
Exactly.
For them, and that would also work better for the neighbors that had the request, right?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So, and they did their due diligence in doing that. I know that's all I know about it up to now. So.
Exactly.
Do we have a representative here? Okay, very good. Do we have anything to look at as far as summary or?
Well, I didn't know how you wanted to proceed on this one. Should I just give the summary? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Do you all need more than the summary? If we do, I mean, it's not that long ago, but if you all need a refresher on where we are, we can certainly get it.
I remember.
Were you on the board then?
Yeah. I remember, but...
You want a refresher over it? Why don't you just do a brief...
Okay.
A brief history of it, because I don't know if Ronnie was on the board. Okay.
Were you on there, Ronnie?
Okay. Like I said, the public hearing on this was held on January 9th, and then the final decision hearing was to be held on January 17th, and essentially what they're asking for is an 80-foot-tall monopine tower. Basically, it's a tower that will look much like a pine tree, located on...
It's a cell tower.
Exactly, cellular tower.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And this would sit on lot 45 of Ozarks Paradise Village, and this is the location. It's a little hard to see here, but we'll zoom in here in just a second too. But basically, it would sit toward the center of this proposed lot.
Where's Big Cedar from there? I mean, I know I'm just so wrong.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
Let's see.
North of that.
Straight north.
Yeah, it'd be just due north, basically.
So, okay. So, you kind of have an idea where it's at? Okay.
And this is, of course, some of the submitted documentation as far as the height and everything of this tower. These are some proposed examples from other locations. And basically, these are the maps that were presented. One of the things that was brought up is the only thing that would lie within the 80-foot fall distance would basically be a shed or a small accessory building, which is on a lot that is also currently owned by American Sportsman's Holding Company. And like I said, this would be constructed to appear much like a pine tree. And in summary, if the Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First off, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, a compliance letter from the FAA. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fourth, the decision is subject to all existing easements. Fifth, a Division II permit will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Sixth, should the telecommunications tower no longer be in use for the original purpose granted by the Division III permit and serving as an approved co-location site, the tower shall be dismantled and removed within 6 months of the cessation of operations. And seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. The applicant's engineer, I didn't know if she wanted to present it. Basically, he has provided additional information. I tried to pass some of that out right before the hearing. He's also provided a PowerPoint presentation as well.
Okay. Is the PowerPoint presentation about the other location and what is it? Tell me what... Yeah, I'm sorry. Come on up. State your name, please.
My name is Caroline Boyd. I'm with MW Towers, 3864 West 75th Street in Prairie Village. I'm not an engineer. So
okay. Me either.
I don't even pretend to be an engineer. what they did, from my understanding, in January... The public hearing when it was tabled. The Homes Association asked for them to look at other potential locations. In the PowerPoint, this slide here represents the different locations that they did look at. What they did was they took a crane and they raised the bucket up and to the height, and then they drove around. They emitted signal, and then they drove around to see, you know, where they could hear signal. At the various locations around the subdivision and also Big Cedar and their various spots within Big Cedar, so just to see which locations worked. And the second page of the PowerPoint is an explanation of, to correspond with the different locations, of why we're back to the original location versus the different locations that they looked at. what essentially happened is for most of them is you've got a lot of terrain up there, and in order to get over some of those hills, the tower would have had to have been taller than the 80 foot. We're looking at an 80 foot monopine, and so that's why three were rejected, and then the other two, the locations just didn't provide good enough coverage to get everywhere they needed to be within the two locations, the Big Cedar and the subdivisions.
Okay, so just to reiterate, to make sure that I understand and that we understand, is that after the initial public hearing and we spoke to the representative that was here, they said they would go back and look at several locations, including the one up by, I'm sure one of those locations is the one up by the Oakmont Community Building, location 3.
Yes.
Yeah. So to see if any of those would work, be acceptable.
Correct.
And from what I understand, none of those without going to a twice as tall tower basically would be acceptable to emit that signal.
And quite frankly,
so we're back to the original request, which
pine tree of that height is odd. Very odd. I mean, one to 80 feet to 90 feet max will blend in, but anything taller from a pine point of view is just weird.
Okay. Okay. Does anybody have any other questions?
Yes. Will this be lit up at all in the night?
We do not light them unless the FAA requires it.
You don't know that information.
They don't
require it at that height.
Yeah.
That's my understanding as well.
At that height, anything 200 automatically, anything 200 and above is required to be lit. Anything 199 and below, we still do an air study on it. At this point, the preliminary shows that it won't be lit, but until we get our final, I can't say definitively.
That actually comes from the FAA,
correct.
So you can't say yourself that.
You wouldn't light it on your own, if you?
No.
Okay.
What's the length of the signal on the tower? How far will it go out?
That's an engineering question, and I don't know the answer to that. It's supposed to hook up with existing sites, and from what they tell me, it this particular one does hook up with the other sites that they have, that AT&T has in the area, but I can't tell you the exact distance.
So it fills a void where there's one?
Correct. I mean, one of the main issues with signal and hilly terrain is it just doesn't go as far because you've got hills, you've got more blockage.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you. Okay, so just to be clear, we're back to the original location that we heard in January. You heard what they looked at as far as the other locations, which we asked them to do, and they said they would, and they did. And so the request still remains from January since we tabled it after the public hearing, and so now we need to vote on the original request. So I would entertain a motion of some kind on that, since there's no more questions for the representative.
Well,
I'll make a motion.
Yeah, I feel that's good. I'm getting ready to, but you go ahead, Ed.
Go ahead, Ray. Make a motion to approve as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion?
The only discussion that I had on it is I think after it's been there for a while, they won't even notice it. I've seen several of them, and it could be a lot worse. I don't like to affect people's lives, but I think every person in here probably carries a cell phone. And that this society today depends on it. And so sometimes even if we have to make a little sacrifice, we do. And that's kind of the way I feel about it, why I'm voting for it.
Okay. Anything else? All right, hearing no other discussion, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion passes. That's it as far as our final votes. You all are welcome to stay. You certainly can, but you don't have to. You can leave any time after it's heard. That's up to you. But I'm sure we've got lots more fun stuff to talk about. So we don't have a concept tonight. Is that what you told me?
Yes, that's correct. He wanted a little additional time to prepare, and so he's actually requested to have his concept hearing in June.
Okay, so there are no concepts tonight. which means as far as public hearings for concepts or for new stuff, we won't have any.
Exactly.
But we will have a meeting because we're going to be discussing the code amendments.
Exactly.
And that type of stuff, which of course is open to the public.
Exactly. It worked out where we've advertised a public hearing for the subdivision regulations to talk about the proposed amendments to those draft subdivision regulations. And
okay.
That really is the only item we have on the agenda at this point.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So I see some stuff here. You want to tell us a little bit about that? What we've got going on here?
Well, I may have neglected to get this to the Planning Commission in the past, but basically one copy is just a copy again, and everybody's probably still got their copy, but it's just those code amendments that were originally proposed that were sent to the County Commission for adoption.
Okay.
The other set there is what was actually adopted. So essentially the first five pages were adopted. The last five pages were tabled.
How do I know which one's which?
it's at the top in the heading. It's a little hard to tell.
Okay, approved by.
Yeah.
So this is the one that says approved by is the one that was approved by. Okay. And the other one was our original.
Exactly.
So this is for our information.
Exactly.
Because all of the rest of this stuff that's... The approved by is what's been approved, but the
exactly.
rest that's in here is already on their in front of them, or some of the stuff we're talking about next month.
It's essentially been tabled. They never tabled it to a specific date. My hope was to place it on their agenda with the subdivision regulations, if those subdivision regulations are supported by the Planning Commission.
They tabled.
Oh yeah.
Everything that's not this.
Exactly.
This is part of this, but if you go through
they
and look at
all the additions, but
page 2, 3, 4, and 5, they approved. So if you look at are those in order, or do you know?
I believe I kept them in the same order.
Okay.
So it's basically. Let's look at this here.
No, they're not in order.
No.
So that's fine, though. Page 1, 2, and 3 is approved. And then page 4 is, well, maybe. Hang on, let me.
And then, let's see.
Yeah, the subdivision of land was not approved, I'm guessing, because you don't have it in here.
Yes.
Right?
That's correct. But
so then page 5 and page...
And then also page 6.
6. So, page 4, and then 7, 8... 9 and 10 are still in front of the commission. We've already approved them as a commission and sent them on to the Taney County Commission, but they tabled that for a concern that they had, I suppose. So you can see here what's been approved on the one that says approved by, and then it would probably be better if we just took those out that didn't. But page 4 and then 7 to the end are still in front of the commission. We as a commission have already dealt with it. We've already handled it and sent it on. But what we have to deal with next month is the subdivision regulations, right?
Yes,
and depending
correct.
Upon what you all decide there, if something gets approved by the commission to send on, we'll send that along. And at that time, Bob says he's going to request. I'm also going to ask you to do that you ask them to set a date as to when they're going to do this part and the subdivision stuff.
Exactly.
So it's just not out there and forgotten about in this election year.
I agree.
Okay.
I do.
Do they do that in the closed session? Or is it,
No,
it shouldn't be.
It has to be a public hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be an advertised public hearing
yeah.
as well.
Sure, they have to hold a public hearing on it. And they did.
And they did also take action today as well.
They took action today as well.
On the fireworks stand amendment.
They did. And they approved what we sent them?
And they did approve that brief amendment.
No.
They did take action on the fireworks stand stuff that we sent them. And so that's been changed. That has been, I'm sure it's not in writing yet, but that's been changed in our code. Yes. I'm sure the R code book hasn't been changed.
So when it's page 470.
Possibly. He was supposed to change it on the website today.
So it's getting, okay. Very good.
What, 4-7 to the end, when's that going to be?
Well, that's the question of the day. You know, if we get the subdivision stuff, I don't see why they can't go ahead and start on it, but...
Will we be notified so we can be there if we want to be?
I'm sure that staff can make sure you're aware.
Oh, yeah,
Could you?
Oh, yeah, not a problem.
Yeah. So, you got some stuff in there you want to complain about?
No, I just
want
to be there.
No, I'm just kidding.
I want to sit right behind Randy.
That's right. That's the stuff I was going to complain about, too, with some of that road standard stuff. There's nothing they can do about that.
That's the problem I'm having. I'm eating so much dust up there at my house right now. Somebody burned it up right now.
Can you make it rain?
You started that. You just sit there and be quiet.
I'm going to have to get the gavel out.
You can't even see a car when it comes by the house.
Okay, so you're going to... We're going to work on the subdivision regulations next month. We really don't have anything else on the agenda.
Yeah, that's honestly all we've got for the first hearing. We'll have.
But is there anything that we need to look at ahead of time so we're prepared to talk about it on that Monday?
Well, we actually presented those proposed changes as a part of the packet for this month.
Okay, so they're in our packet.
Exactly. So everybody's gotten a copy. The one thing you'll want to note, though, the page numbers, unfortunately, don't match up exactly to the original. And the only reason is we added a few definitions, and by the time you add those definitions, I think some of the page numbers are off by a page.
So that is on, that was stapled to our Monday, May 14th stuff, so it's going to be with that, or it is on mine anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. So take a look at those and be prepared to... ask Randy all kinds of questions.
and really the main intent exactly what you said. We just wanted to try to ensure that the subdivision regs were in compliance with the road standards.
That's a good idea. We should probably try to, our own regulations should be try to be in compliance with our other regulations.
I think it took out a couple of gray areas anyway.
Okay. It really did.
Okay. Well, we won't discuss that any further because we need to do that next month. But it sounds like you guys are well on your way. So take a look at that. I won't be here that night. I've got another appointment. So you got the iron gavel.
Can I give it to Ronnie Adams here?
That might be better. No, I don't want Ronnie Adams. But anyway, I will be unavailable that night. So
I'll be a throwing it.
Anyway, anything else?
I think that's it. I can't think of anything else.
Anything else? From
have you got you or Bob got the township on that computer?
I can pull them up real quick.
Are you moving?
I can pull it up for you.
You know the guy I talked to you about. I just wanted to see who was under his deal.
I forgot. It doesn't let me. Yeah. It doesn't let me do the same.
There's a guy come to me and complain about something we approved. I don't know. I mean, the deal passed, so he can't do nothing about it.
Well, sure he can. He can go to the Board of Adjustment. Go to the Board of Adjustment. That's why it's there. That's really what he should do.
You didn't let me finish. He can't come back through us again.
No.
No.
On a different deal. As a different deal.
Right.
Yeah. You mean, I don't know your whole question. If somebody has presented something to us to do a project,
here it is,
they make significant changes to that project, let's say it wasn't approved, and they make significant changes to that project, then they can bring that back through.
I've talked to him a little more since then. You talked, and there's
he's
things.
He's not talking about the applicant. He's talking about a person.
Next to that.
Well, that's not what I want either. Oops.
Well, he can go to the Board of Adjustments.
They knew about it and did it.
Here it is.
And since then, I've talked to him, and there's some things going on out there that he says we didn't see for septic and things like
that. In that case, he can file an appeal before the Board of Adjustment, and that can be his platform to explain to the board of
adjustment. Yeah, that's why they're there.
Things that the planning commission didn't see.
Okay. Well, you talked about that the other day, but I didn't know all of the details.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've got a pending argument on that.
Me and you both. So.
I thought it was
on what the board of adjustment's job is.
Well, it's spelled out very clear.
It's very clear. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what they're for.
I talked to him yesterday.
I may have lied to him. It may not be on here. No, here it is.
Well, but really, that's no longer.
It's not the clearest.
It's no longer under our authority.
We just do Division 3.
Once we, you know, like you.
I don't know that you can pinpoint a property.
I mean,
but
we really can. Even if we wanted to, we can. And these are going to board adjustment.
Was in his township wanting to talk to him and explain things. Yeah. I can go back and explain things.
I'll be honest with you. He needs to go to board adjustment and let them deal with it.
He can peek out real quick after the meeting.
No, I just want to tell him what he needs to do.
Yeah.
He's wanting to write.
I'd say if you know him, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't. I mean, that's fine.
The clerk's office, you can get the application.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, if you want, I assume if you want somebody that represents that township, but it's not a requirement that they represent it. There you go.
Yeah, it's not the best map. I could look it up on Beacon.
I'm a little bit perturbed. Some of you've got a bigger township.
How about population-wise?
Yeah. Mine might be pretty big, but how many people live there compared to yours?
Where am I at?
Three.
Three live in my township. 27 lives in yours.
But it really, I mean, and I probably know what you're in reference to, and I generally try to take the lead in if it's project is in my township, but that is not a requirement or necessity or anything. It's just something that I personally like to do because I like to be on.
Well,
it's
right next to mine, but I figured that the person that was in this township might want to take care of it just to be courteous, you know, on my part.
That could be.
That's the reason I wanted to look at the map and see.
Talk to him, then y'all can decide.
I don't know who's the owner of the township. He's moved the map.
Big
I don't know. He left.
Don't have a representative for.
Well, it's one.